who do you trust for career advice? I'm Erin Delmore, host of the As We Work podcast from the Wall Street Journal. We're talking to the experts to bring you the advice you need to improve your work life and advance your career. Subscribe today.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, January 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. The topsy-turvy stock market movements we've seen over most of 2022 have extended into 2023. That's made even the most seasoned investors a little jittery about buying stocks. So they've revisited an old standby in uncertain times.
Cash in times like this actually ends up becoming one of the top performers. That's a really big thing for investors because, yeah, sure, you're not making any more money than you're losing, but it's helping to sort of tamp down those losses.
Coming up, we'll talk to Wall Street Journal markets reporter Hardika Singh about how individual investors can join in the dash for cash and not take a beating in a volatile stock market. That's after the break.
I'm Danny Lewis.
And I'm Alex Osola. On the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast, we explore the projects reimagining the world of tomorrow.
Like using sound to rejuvenate coral reefs.
Moving microchips beyond silicon.
Silicon is no longer energy efficient.
And how animals are helping treat human diseases. The future of everything is happening right now.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The wild up and down swings we've seen in the stock market over the past 12 months are enough to cause some investors to think twice before buying more stocks. So they've kept their money on the sidelines and invested in cash, where they can often score returns better than with stocks. So how does that work, and how can you, the individual investor, do the same? Wall Street Journal markets reporter Hardika Singh joins us with more. Hey, Hardika, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Hardika, I want to ask you about ways to invest in cash in a moment, but big picture for a second, to what degree have investors turned their attention to cash?
Cash is a really big deal in markets right now. Investors have added about $135 billion to global money market funds over the past 4 weeks, and that's according to data through January 18. That makes it the best stretch since the four-week period ending May 2020, when those funds had logged $175 billion in net inflows.
Wow, $135 billion in just a four-week period?
Yeah, it's insane. Like, it's just absolutely insane how investors are piling into cash.
All right, so help us understand the money trail here. Where are investors moving that money from?
So last year was a difficult one for a lot of investors. Stocks didn't do well. Bonds, which are considered to be, you know, ultra safe, your money is going to be safe if you invest in bonds, also suffered a lot. Oil prices were volatile. Commodities kept being, you know, going up and down. It wasn't really clear. So it seems like investors this year haven't trusted the rally we've seen so far in stocks and bonds. So they're moving money out of those equity markets and putting it toward cash instead.
So you mentioned that's the most cash added to money market funds since May of 2020. That was a pretty rocky stretch for stocks. You know, when the onset of the pandemic was spooking the markets. Now, I'm almost afraid to ask this, but what are investors expecting from this market to cause them to load up on cash so much?
So obviously, like when we saw this trend happen in 2020, in some ways, it seems like it was much bigger deal, right? Because there was just so much uncertainty about what was going to happen to not just markets, but a lot of other areas of the economy. This time around, it seems like many investors expect markets to remain volatile because the Federal Reserve officials have come in and said they are going to raise rates to tame inflation. Even if the market is optimistic that the Fed is going to cut rates, it seems like they're not on the same page about that. To some extent, people worry that if the Fed winds up, like, you know, raising rates higher than investors had anticipated, it could lead to a lot of losses again in the market. And that's where this fear is coming from, propelling investors to stay on the sidelines invested in cash.
Yeah, I guess like they say, there are no guarantees in the stock market.
Yes.
Okay, so they've put the money in money market funds. First of all, what are those? And then how can they benefit someone who's been in the market, but is a little skittish about where the market is headed?
A money market fund, it's basically like a mutual fund that invests in short-term debt including treasury bills and commercial paper. So it's considered to be a proxy for being as nearly as safe as cash. So companies and consumers often use them like a checking account to store their cash or their dry powder. So basically, if somebody's a little skittish about where the market is headed, they can invest into a money market fund and sit on the sidelines to avoid greater losses in stocks and bonds and whatever else asset they might be invested in.
So what's the track record of cash in this scenario? You know, anyone with a portfolio or 401k saw the complexion of the market change in 2022. How did investing in cash benefit investors?
Cash in times like this actually ends up becoming one of the top performers. So last year, cash and gold were actually one of the very few assets that didn't fall as hard as stocks or bonds. And that made them a top performer, even if they didn't, like, you know, gain 20% or something like that in a year. So that's a really big thing for investors because, yeah, sure, you're not making any more money than you're losing, but it's helping to sort of tamp down those losses.
Okay, so I guess one way to look at this is you might not be gaining, but at least you're not losing money.
Exactly. That's the point. So let's say, like, you know, if you hold it cash from 1999 to the end of 2021, you would have made $150 out of $100 invested. Whereas if you had invested in stocks, that same $100 would have surged 394%. For the longest time, cash was trash. No one cared about cash. If you told someone you were investing in cash, they thought you were crazy. And obviously, that started to change last year. What happened? For over a decade, we had this incredible run-up in the equity market. These fast-growing shares of technology companies and all that, they made investing in stocks so lucrative that if you weren't investing in it, you had a fear of missing out. People even had a saying, there's no alternative to stocks. So cash really, you know, came to be trash. But now that that has changed, it feels like stocks are the ones that are going down. So it's a very contrasting scenario.
All right, so cash could be a smart move here, but some people might not see it as a no-brainer. You know, we often talk about inflation being the natural enemy of cash.
Yeah, so if you are invested in cash right now in a money market fund, you could sort of like 100% rely on this slightly above 4% yield that those funds are giving you. However, inflation in December was hovering at 6.5%. So if you were invested in that money market mutual fund, you would be losing money because inflation is higher than the yield that you're earning. So historically, cash has been very, very difficult to invest in with inflation. You are going to lose money. In fact, there's like this stat from UBS saying since 2000, cash in US dollars would have lost about 43% of its real spending power. That's a lot of money you'd be losing.
And if someone is on the sidelines invested in cash, couldn't they miss out on stocks that have been beaten down that might have room to run?
It's all about buying the dip, right? If you're sitting on the sidelines, that could mark a missed opportunity to buy discounted stocks. So if investors hadn't invested in the second quarter of 2009, you know, and this obviously comes after the great financial crisis, if you missed that quarter, your returns would have been lowered from 532% to 446%. Again, that's a crazy amount for just missing one singular quarter. So it's very, very hard to time the market and figure out, hey, when should I rotate out of cash and go into equities?
So Hartika, how do financial professionals you've spoken with view 2023 in terms of cash being an investment option?
Some of the investors I spoke with believe that this is, again, going to be a year where cash will dominate global financial markets. People will pile into it. Others are, you know, recommending investors to lower their equity holdings and go into cash instead, especially if they're older clients and worried about losses. For younger ones, it doesn't seem like they're really recommending that because if you have like a portfolio that's not that old, you can choose to lose a little bit of money in hopes of making it in the future. However, there are a few investors right now who don't expect this trend to last. So one investor I spoke with, she said that she expects clients to increase exposure to riskier assets this year. And why is that? they expect the Fed to, you know, stop raising rates or pause rates or, you know, cut rates or something like that. So that would make risky assets perform better than they did last year and make cash trash again.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Hardika Singh. Hardika, thank you so much for being with us.
This is great. Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast puts you close to the people breaking the news from around the world.
Over half the population are in acute need of food.
And close to home.
The red hot housing market is starting to slow down.
Uncovering facts.
These investments call into question some of the federal government's activity.
And diving into markets.
A lot of money exiting the stock market, which is like...
Get it all twice a day in less than 15 minutes. Navigate your world with What's News.